Hello everyone, this is Infinity. It is 11:31 on September 1st, 2020. It is the full moon. It is 100% right now. It's been 100% since 2211, so at 10:11 we went into our full moon on September 1st. So that's a like 9, 10, 11 thing. So September, and then at 10:11, so September 9 at 10:11, full moon here in the Pacific, the last of the time zones for the day. And welcome to another installment of Twired, Full Moon Twired, when you're tired and wired, especially around the full moon. That is definitely a thing. I was guided outside a little bit ago to go sit in my chair and look at the full moon. Start writing a poem, and after a little bit to come inside, and for probably the fourth or fifth time tonight, I got the the tug to break out the Dragon Fae Oracle. So here we are. I am shuffling. I am clearing. I'm going to light some sage and some Palo Santo and do some clearing. It has been a little bit since I've done a Dragon Fae Oracle reading. Right off the top of my head, I can't remember when that was. It wasn't too long ago, but anyway, we are doing some clearing. I do remember, I'm pretty sure it was Hideki that came out. I think before that it was Shumara. Those are who I'm remembering most recently with the Dragon Fae. Okay, so we just went through some sage. I have a sage bundle that once it gets going, it does not like to stop. It's kind of really, really hyper. It's a hyper sage bundle. Okay. If I don't take care of it right now, I won't pay attention to it, and 10 minutes later, it'll be a smokehouse in here. Okay. So here we go. Doing shuffling. And officially want to welcome in the Dragon Fae. If you're new here, please know that the dragons are angelic in their origin. Oh, here we go. What is that? Did a little poppity pop thing as I start talking about dragons being angelic in origin. And right when I said dragons, we were 4 minutes and 44 seconds in. Ah. So here we go. We're going to turn this over. See what we get here. Nimue, seek the counsel of crystals. Oh, I love this. I have been so guided, like ramped up again. It's really interesting how it works with crystals. But yeah, lately it's been a big push with crystals. Connecting more with Gaia, connecting with Lilith, which is, hopefully you have listened to my podcast and read a bit about Lilith, who came into my life, our lives, on Saturday. Turns out that she is Gaia's twin sister, and I was in kind of a half trance, half like not channeling, but she was coming through. Anyway, I did a podcast a couple nights ago, so you can listen to that. And anyhow, since I've been aware of her coming in more and more, looking back, like how I've been shown for a while now that she's been coming in more and more, I've been talking about how my healings have been much more dynamic and much more in depth and much more intense and longer and dynamic and all this stuff. And it turns out that that's because not only my relationship and our capacity to work with Gaia has increased, but also because working with or having Lilith come through has been a major thing, without us even knowing it consciously or her even coming through. So she's been in the shadows, and then revealed herself to me in the shadows, like showing me like past scenes and where she's been, but she's been hiding, waiting to come out, waiting for the right time, waiting for me to be ready, wait, you know, just all of that. So it was another entity to bring in and acclimate to, which was really intense. And it turns out I've been working on doing that without knowing it. And it makes perfect sense why that would have gone down like that and needed to go down like that and all that good business. So I think that as any of us connect more to Gaia and Lilith, whether we realize we're connecting to Lilith or that Lilith is connecting to us, okay, so basically, like the way that she showed it to me was like, there's stages to these relationships and connections. And it's like you don't care about nature, you don't think about nature, you're not connected to nature. And then there's people who are, and then really, really are, and are advocates for nature. And there's just like different levels of connectedness to nature. And And then once you're so connected, you start to need pieces of really high vibrational pieces of nature around you more and more, and then you integrate with those pieces of nature that are super high vibrational and extraordinarily old, which are crystals. And it's just no accident that as people connect vibrationally and higher dimensionally, ascend in their spirituality, in their healing, their clearing, in their soul integrations, all that good stuff, that they end up having crystals in their life because they're picking up other frequencies of these crystals. These crystals are encoded and programmed and how they are alive with energy, and they give off vibrations, and they definitely do things. And each one is unique, and they all work together. Anyhow, we go through these phases of needing to acquire crystals and certain pieces, and I really believe that one of the reasons why I was brought to this mountain and to this town and put in this precise place was so I can be so close to this crystal shop that I live near. And I've talked about it several times. But truly, if it wasn't for all of that, I wouldn't have the amazing pieces that I do and that I will as long as I live here. And it's definitely ramped up in the connectedness between my energy and needing the crystals and being guided to the crystals at very specific times. Like, for example, I have been in search of a moonstone ring for at least 2 years now. And I've seen several, but I just have never gotten one. Just never pulled the trigger on it. It's never guided to. And finally, a couple weeks ago, it's like 2.5 weeks ago, I ordered this ring online. It's a moon stone ring, and it's really cool. It has an infinity symbol with a moonstone ring and clear topaz. It looks like diamonds, but it's clear topaz around it, like on the four posts, and then there's 2, 4, 5. There's 10 total clear. They're small, but it's really pretty. it's delicate and it's pretty, and it's this really pretty moonstone ring. And like I said, I ordered it a couple of, like maybe 2.5-3 weeks ago or somewhere in there. And as timing would have it, I got my Moonstone ring in the mail today on the full moon and the 1st of September. I wanted it sooner, but it took this long for me to get it on the full moon. So that's just a real, real interesting thing. I couldn't have planned that way. But there you go. And you want to hear something really interesting is that for whatever reason, I was playing with the ring that I got on the 8th. I was guided to get this ring at the crystal shop because now they have jewelry and just to have more cool stuff to buy. And it's a, I'm spacing on what it's called. I have to look real quick. It's another type of, Ouroboros. It's an Ouroboros. And if you go to my, it's tooth. What is it? 2350. If you go to my Instagram, it's in my highlights. And it's Ouroboros. And it's an Egyptian. Well, actually, if you go to that highlight, actually, there's a, you can see the ring there. Oh, I love it. It's got the snake like eating its own tail thing. And then it has the yin yang. It's abalone in the yin yang, and it also looks like an eye. It's really, really cool. And anyway, I was playing with it last night. I took it off and I was playing with it because my energy makes rings get really hot or something and they'll bend. So it was, and I've only had it a couple weeks, but it's like not round anymore. So I'm like playing with it and now I don't know what the heck I did with it. I don't know. I haven't really had time to look because we went to Big Bear today. That's another thing we did. If you go to my Instagram again, you'll see videos and pictures of the trip to Big Bear today. We went kayaking and to the farmer's market. And anyhow, it was just really interesting how I've had this ring on. And I have not taken it off since I got it, basically, because I really don't feel it on my hand. It's just there. It feels very natural to have it on all the time, which is odd for me. I usually don't like to have rings on all the time. But this one, I do. I really like it, and I like it on all the time. But I was playing with it, and I took it off, and I know I set it down somewhere when I wasn't paying attention. This is why it's good to be mindful. And now I don't know where it is. And then I get this other ring that I ordered in the mail today. Just really interesting. And then because I don't have my Ouroboros ring, so my right hand doesn't have anything. My left hand on my ring finger has the Celtic knot. And so I put my new ring on my right hand, so I would have one ring on each hand today. And it was really weird. I was like, I don't know about this ring. Like, do I like this ring? It's not as sparkly with the moon, with the, like, you know, the rainbow sparkles that moonstones have. And I was just kind of like, yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's pretty. I was like, I really hope to feel a lot more excited about it, you know? And then I was guided to take it off of my right hand and put it on my left hand. And immediately I fell in love with it. It was just like perfect. Like, oh, there it is. That's where it's supposed to be. Right next to the Celtic knot is this infinity ring with the moonstone. And they look really pretty together. And it would be great if I had my other ring that I can't find. And it's not like I don't have, like, I love rings. I'm a ring person, especially once I started getting into crystals. It wasn't just acquiring fun rings or pretty rings. It was acquiring crystal rings. And I have a thing for raw crystals. So that's what this moonstone is. It's a raw crystal moonstone. Which is also part of the reason why it's not like super, super illuminated when the light hits it, because it's not cut, it's raw. So that is part of it. But anyway, all of this crystal talk. And then I was also guided to get this string of lights. I get copper lights and I have them all over my home. And all of a sudden I was guided to this string of lights that has blue fluorite on each of the lights. And so when you turn it on, the whole thing, each crystal or each fluorite, it lights up. It's absolutely beautiful. It is so pretty, and it's really, you can make it really bright. They also have it in amethyst, and I went back and forth, and I love amethyst. I think I have more amethyst than any other crystal, but I really was feeling this blue. It was so bright, and I do love blue a lot. So I've got that now as well. And a couple other pieces that has come into my world in these last few weeks. So crystals, I got a clear crystal point. And then on, on Sunday, I was guided to, on the 8th, I was guided to this clear crystal point. Then on the 30th, the day after Lilith came through, I was guided back to the crystal shop. I didn't think I'd be there for a while, but I was guided back there, and I was guided to the smoky quartz point. And the two of them are just such a beautiful set, and they're not a set, they're not sold as a set. They're not, but they look like this beautiful set. And it's just so symbolic of this month, of my journey with Gaia and with Lilith. And Lilith is really connected to the moon. And it's just really interesting the way this is going with crystals this week, this this week, this month. So anyway, here we are with card number, is that say 8? It's really light and hard to see. Yep, card number 8, Nimue. Seek the guidance of crystals. So here we are, me telling you all of this about crystals, so you can see just how this has been a thing recently. And I've been also guiding other people to crystals more. And I also offer the service called Crystal Gathering with Gaia. And that is where you put in your order for a certain amount with a certain amount of money. And I go to the crystal shop I was telling you about. And I go and I get guided to what crystals to get for you. And the cool thing is that their prices are so great that you get either... you get a combination of really awesome pieces for whatever package you decide to get. I think the cheapest one that I offer is $50, and then $80, and then like $100, and then up from there. And I go to the store and I pick out the crystals, and I'm not marking up anything. I'm just charging a flat fee, I think, of like $25 to do this, and then I ship it to you, ship them all to you. And yeah, so that's Crystal Gathering with Gaia. So if you're interested in that, check out my website, and there is a questionnaire to fill out along with your order. And you can also order a like a channeling message thing, kind of added to the crystal gathering. So has a couple facets to that service. So anyway, check it out. Now, here we go on page 45 with card number 8. Nimue, seek the guidance of crystals. I'm going to start reading this. So you can see this beautiful card. Got that gorgeous dragon in the background. She's holding looks like a pedestal or a bowl with this humongous looks like an emerald or a green fluorite. And there's symbols around her. Very dynamic energy. Very, a lot of movement in that. Okay, here we go. Between my two hands lies the power of all that is. The connections between the earth and the stars, the realms through which you can move to bring about your deepest desires and dreams. But do you dare to dream it? Are you courageous enough to declare your desire? I can create, but I will not be brought forth when you do not have the fortitude to commit to your change. Make a commitment to thy own self now. She, who you truly are, is worth this trust, this pledge, this courage. You must have to birth your own changing self. For I am gentle, but I too have no more time to spend if you wish to waste the jewels life has given you. I will turn away because it may not yet be your time. Only you can say it is not so and walk forth into your new self with me as guide and light, with transformation as your nature, with your incarnation without material death as your truth. Do this with me. Bless thyself, love thyself, know that you are beyond your own imaginings. Act this day, this hour, this minute, and change will flow. Do not hesitate. Be transformed now. Oh, that is so good. I love it. About transformation. Transformation through connecting. Okay, here we go. About Nemu. Nemu is a beautiful enchantress dragon fae being born of a dragon fae mother and a human father. She dwells with the Avalonian priesthood of the lake, but separately in her own part of the woods. She works with crystals, using their energetic resonance to create borders and bridges between worlds as dimensional portals. She creates crystal castles and caverns, homes and chambers, healing beds and shrines, and is seductive, beguiling, innocent, and wild. A dragon fae of the natural world of the old ways. She cleanses beings with her crystal energies and is currently preparing the planet for the re-arrival of Merlin and Arthur. She knows that you no longer need to fear for your own survival when you change, for you are eternal. She wants you to know that it is no longer necessary to die in order to be reborn into who you truly are as a soul being this lifetime. She is not impatient, but she demands a level of commitment to becoming who you truly are in order to work with you. She is very fair, silvery, and slender, and a little intense as she is so focused on her minerals and healing. She works primarily with water and crystals, and her hair is incredibly long. She has huge eyes and long fingers for the delicate building work she does, and many dragon fae assist her by sharing their crystals and jewels with her. The maker of magical talismans and jewelry that is enchanted. She is the lover too, and enchants druids and bards who often wish to tame her, but no one can, nor ever will. Divinatory meanings. It is time for you to free yourself from the confines of others' expectations and investigate others' other less conventional ways of making a living. You may be drawn to a particular crystal at this time and may enjoy simply entering into more regular communion with the element of earth and its minerals. Wear jewelry that has been cleansed by you and energized by you, and understand its significance and power for you. Make each piece you choose to wear a totem symbolizing your own self, adorning and expressing who you truly are. Above all, the message of Nemu is to free yourself. Stop expecting others to unshackle the chains and force you to walk free. You, and only you, can remove that which is holding you back. Working with Nemu. Work with crystals to create change. Do not procrastinate changing yourself. Bring focus to your work. Wear talismanic jewelry. Separate yourself from the mainstream for a time to be truly who you are and for your work to have unique energy. Make the change you want to see in your life immediately. Don't waste your precious time. Start now. Well, this is extraordinarily powerful. I feel really connected with her. I'm reminded as I'm reading this that I've been giving crystals to people recently, as well as getting them for myself, and I kind of forgot about that. And she says, yeah, she really is coming through for us and wants more of a connection with us through the crystals. So to make it a point to acquire more, to connect with the ones you already have, to clear the ones that you do. Be careful with how you clear them. You know, everything gets dusty, but some things really can't take water or being submerged in water. But you can, like, spray them. Like, I'll spray some of my crystals with, like, a water bottle spray and then, like, just pat them where they can have water. So, like, where they can't have water, like, some geodes, some are really delicate. Like they're, the composition in which that they're sitting in shouldn't be wet. I learned that the hard way. So you got to be really careful with how you're clearing your crystals, what crystals. I was just reminded of something else today. I'll get to that in a second. But anyway, just be aware of how you're clearing your crystals. You can use sunlight, you can use moonlight, you can use sage smoke, you can use selenite, you can use water. So, and there are selenite plates you can get, and you can put your crystals on the selenite plates. I don't have one. I have this big piece of raw selenite that I use, which is really cool, along with water and sage. So it's just important to clear your crystals, especially if you're working with them, really holding them and using them. But even if that they're just in your environment, it's a good idea to clear them. And you just may want to put on your calendar once a month or twice a month, cleaning or clearing crystal day, and just spend an hour or more or less, depending on how many crystals you have. May not need an hour, it may just need a few minutes. I would definitely probably need an hour or need to do it a couple times a month, but and just can ask to, you know, connect with your crystals and be guided to the ones that need to be cleared, or just clear them all, if that makes sense, to clear them all. Like, I couldn't do that all in one day. Wouldn't make any, I couldn't do it. I have too many. But, make it a point to not only clear them, but to connect with them. Hold them, feel their frequency, feel them working with you, you know, that whole thing. And when it comes to, you know, the jewelry thing, it is important to be mindful of what you wear. and why you wear it and have it mean something. So you may want to think about the jewelry that you do wear, or if you don't wear any, to start wearing some and find jewelry that's powerful energetically. But I would really suggest crystals, or like abalone is a sea crystal. That's the way I see it. And mix and match your crystals and where you wear them and what they do. Protection, psychic ability, connection to spirit, defense, transmuting negative energy. You know, there's just all sorts of stuff that crystals do. And just be aware of what you're wearing, why you're wearing it, and what they do. And I guess it's just important to be intentional about why you have whatever it is on you. So it's that much more energetically powerful because you're connected to it. And if it's a crystal or crystals, they work as a field with your body. It's different than just having them near you. They're on you. They're connected to you and integrated with your energy field and really kind of become part of you in a really interesting way. And placement is really important too. Like, where are you putting certain crystals on your body? Your receiving hand, your receiving hand is your left hand. So receiving energy, receiving information, what you may have around your, up next to your throat, what you may have down by your heart, so on and so forth. So be cognizant and aware of what you're putting on what side of your body or what part of your body, that whole thing. Like I said, it's really interesting. I got this moon ring. I put it on my right hand today because I didn't have my other ring, and I'm like, well, I'll just wear it here. And all day it felt really, like, I liked it, but it felt weird. And then as soon as I put it on my left hand, it was like, boom, there it is. Perfect. That's exactly where it needs to be. And now it feels right. I like it there. I'm not like in this weird, I don't know what I feel about this ring right now. I like it, but I don't like it. It was really, really weird. I don't even know what to make of all that. I'm just sharing that with you. Like, how important placement is energetically for how it works with your body, and your energy field and your receiving and your integrating and your transmuting of energy is really important. So, and you don't have to know a whole lot about this stuff. It's good to look up to look up crystals or go to a crystal shop or have crystals sent to you, or however you may be guided to have them in your life, and then look them up. What is this crystal? What does this crystal do? And that'll give you insight on why you are guided to that crystal. And then once you know that and you start understanding the characteristics of the crystal, the energy of the crystal, why the crystal, or where it's from, what it does, how to work with it, all that good stuff, then you'll have a better understanding of you'll find the information. This is a good crystal to have on this part of the body or this part of the body. It just depends on the crystal. So, and there's a lot of crystals. So you just have to either go, I want a crystal that's going to do this for me, and then go find that crystal, or just go towards the crystals that you're guided to and understand what those crystals do and why you are guided to those crystals. You can do it both ways. And of course you can always interchange these things. So acquire a lot of different pieces over time and move them around your home, move them around your body as you're guided, as energies shift and change, and you're feeling and you're just in a different place. Like what she says here is, that it's about transformation, about not holding back. And she, I'm really, 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 relating. And I think I've been pronouncing her name wrong. I've been saying Nimue, and it's Nimue is her name. Nimue. So anyway, Nimue is, she talks about cleanses beings with her crystals and her energy, currently preparing the planet for the re-arrival of Merlin and Arthur. So, wizards being awoken and worked with is what that means. And using crystals is definitely a thing. When it comes to manifestation and alchemy and transmuting energies and all that good stuff. I like this part here. She's not impatient, but she demands a level of commitment and being who you truly are in order to work with you. So, I can really, as somebody who is put here to work with other people in their evolution, and while I'm constantly working on my own, I don't have time for people who either waste my time or aren't serious, aren't committed, aren't ready to move past their bullshit and their blocks and their fears and their excuses and get out of their own way and stop caring what other people think and dive in. Like, I just don't have time for it. And there's checks and balances and gates and gates and gates and gates and gates in the process of the journey and working with somebody like her and somebody like me. And like Michael would say, they're not tests. They're points of light and time and readiness. It's not a judgment. It's not about impatience like it said here. It's about readiness. It's about, are you committed to your advancement, to your evolution, to your ascendance? Are you going to be responsible to yourself, to me, to my time, to your time, to following through, to not making excuses, to not succumbing to the plethora and infinite types of negativity that can come in to disrupt anybody at any given time and take away at 1222 on the second, by the way, right now. 1222 on the second. So it's certainly a thing with me where I have to have, and it's had to be like this for a long time. It didn't just pop up. And I think it's the influence of working with the divine beings that I work with. I work with Gaia. I work with Jesus. I work with Michael. I work with your spirit tribe. I work with Raphael in healing. I do some really serious shit. And it takes a lot of energy and a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I give a lot of myself. We all do. And we do that happily, gratefully, blissfully. But the person themselves has to be fully committed to the process. And that's all facets of it. And committed to respecting themselves and respecting their energy and their space and all of that for me too. Because it's like entering into a marriage where you have to say to yourself, between me, my guides, my God, Mother, Father, God, my soul, and my healer, we're entering into a sacred space, a sacred relationship, a sacred commitment to our energy and our time and our lives in these very special, unique, individual, life-changing moments. And nothing on the outside and nothing on the inside is going to come in and disrupt that. And when you have that commitment, it sets the energy, the precedence, the foundation for less things to be able to come in and disrupt that. But that needs to be established sometimes. Or all the time, actually. Because it will always be challenged. And if you within yourself are not fully committed, then it's really easy to challenge you. It's really easy to get in there and make you doubt. And make you waver in your sovereignty, in your truth, in the truth of who you are, without letting other things disrupt that for you. So it's all connected, and that's why she talks about this. She talks about working in this way where it doesn't matter what others may think of you. It's about you stepping into your truth and understanding what that is. And about freeing yourself. I love what she says here. Above all, the message of Nimue is to free yourself. Stop expecting others to unshackle the chains and force you to walk free. You and only you can remove that which is holding you back. And that is absolutely true. Absolutely true. I think a lot of times we as humans seek somebody to make all of our fears go away. And there's no such person. We have to do that for ourselves. We have to choose to walk free and to unshackle ourselves from our own illusions and delusions and traumas and pain and sorrow and judgment and shame and ridicule and history. We have to decide that we want to move forward. And all we need is ourselves and the commitment to do so and to feel the energy from our guides telling us, showing us, pulling us, taking us right in that direction of how to get it done. It's up to us to listen or not. And if not, it's up to us to discover why not. Why are we holding back? Why are we letting ourselves get in our own way? What are we afraid of, really? What future scenario is playing out in the illusion of the future in our minds that is making us stay where we are versus moving into another place? Because we're fixated on one particular outcome, or maybe a couple particular possible outcomes that keep us away from the truth of ourselves. So we're playing that game. We're allowing that to happen. Why? That may be the million-dollar question for a lot of people. It's usually not that complicated, though. Something happened energetically. It caused a tear, a rift, a bruise, a black hole, a parasite to attach, a thought form, a twist in your energy. Any and all of the above can be the answer. But at the very basic definition of all of those things, it's energy. It's energy that the body is, and the mind and the spirit is allowing to be plugged in and influence what you're doing and where you're going. So there's a process to remove that type of energy, but it's also the same process and needing it to be separated to a certain extent so you can get to that point. But that's also the process in which things come in to make you hold back so you don't go through the process. So as you can see, it can get a little complicated. One step at a time, though, is identifying what is happening. Holding back fear. Illusions. And then basically reverse engineering them. Why do they exist? What is it about? why. It may seem complicated, but the simplest thing about it is just the intent to do it. I'm going to do this. Nothing is holding me back. I don't know what the future holds, but I know I can go all in knowing that I'll be supported. It may not be comfortable, but evolution is not comfortable. I'm adult enough to know that anything worth achieving takes hard, consistent, focused work. Up and including my own life and soul and journey and mission. What else is there that's more important than that? I'm sorry. I don't think there's anything. Not your pride, not your bank account, not any other relationship that you have on the planet. Not what anybody thinks or feels or says is more important than you committing yourself to your own evolution. Wholeheartedly, all in. The truth. Seeking the truth. Not what's going to validate your current construct that is not the truth, because that's what's comfortable, but the actual truth that in many, many ways can be very unfucking comfortable. So, do you want the truth? Do you want to know yourself? Do you want to heal yourself? Do you want to be really yourself? Or do you want to be some watered down, basic, baby 1.0 version of yourself? I mean, I hate to be harsh, but I guess it is what it is. We all have choices to make. And I guess I just know. Nothing is an accident, least of all those of us who have chosen to be incarnate at this time. The light workers, way showers, light bodies, star seeds, earth angels, mystics, seers, psychics, healers, spiritualists, coaches, whatever you want to call us, the real ones. We're not here on accident. We're not here randomly. That's not true. There's no such thing as that. I think it's a cop-out. Honestly. randomness, the idea of it. It really takes the responsibility away from you as a soul incarnate to say, I'm nothing and this is random. Instead, knowing, accepting the responsibility of an incarnate and what that means and what you need to do to fulfill your destiny, that is much harder. That takes commitment and responsibility and an awareness and a certain level of I don't give a fuck. So while you're still giving fucks, it's gonna be hard. So maybe that's the clue. Check your how many fucks do I give meter and see what turns up for you. And check in with that frequently. And keep acquiring crystals and see what the balance of things are. See what they are after a while. How many crystals do you have? How many fucks do you give? Maybe there's a correlation there. I don't know. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. All I'm saying is that